Blog Talk Radio.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Judge us to Moses, go down there to free
them.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasav,
mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
The world, even the spiritual world, you know. So when you talk about war, don't think so we carry a gun and knife and we deal with a higher divinity. Rastaman vibration, which is lightning, earthquake, because the earth ain't come back what it wants in itself, you know.
Because man is trying to be as powerful as God.
Yellow moon.
then to be part of the fire then to try and win, go against the blind and win. It'll put the eye of tiger and iron men. The heart beats like animals and dogs sleep. Stalk to eat in the jungle is concrete. Dead wood, use metal to draw heat. The habitat, the hood, they stay with them gone beat. The tribal in the deadly game of survival. Genocidal, read your Quran in the Bible. When the merciful the fool get merciless. We need to read Psalms 82, verse 6. The prayers will make sure you do a real thing. Females, never forget, you're still queen. Still until you feel free with wings. In the mail, we ain't got the killer be king.
When the merciful become merciless, read Psalm 182, verse 6. Yes, here, shalom, chavarim, shalom. Here, the evening podcast on a Tuesday right here, the standing psalm. Here, Psalm 82. Once again, rise up the chant right here. Evening, sir.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet. Mizmor la
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Words for this 18th Torah portion, Mishpatim, judgments. First words for this RSS number 18, Rastafari sabbatical study for this sabbatical strong coming up. First words. Ve ele ha mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Now these are the ordinances, the Mishpatim, the judgments, which thou shalt set before them. First words for this 18th Torah portion, this weekly Torah portion in our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. Mishpatim. Ve'eleha mishpatim. Asher tasim lifnehem. Now these are the ordinances, the mishpatim, the judgments which thou shall set before them. Before.
Judgment Day.
Oh,
pussy a vagina.
I said that the first time. Woo!
The Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonji passing through. So much love to all my friends. All the bad man they become myself. Almost I rise up. Thy power and come among us. And with great might and secure us. That we are true.
When I say more.
So much love to all my friends. So much love.
Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood.
Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Wisdom calling, wisdom, wisdom. Come on, she's calling, HaTorah, wisdom calling, calling. Can't cool, can't quench, yes I. Rastafari.
Yeah, man. And Emperor Selassie, I am wheel. The ointment of death never quail. Rastafari, I love me, babe. Yeah, man. And Emperor Selassie, I am wheel. The ointment of death never quail. Rastafari, I love me, babe. Hey. Can't cool, can't quench, everlasting burning fire, Babylon your range, yeah. Can't cool, can't quench, everlasting burning fire, Red Hot Judgment, I tell you. Can't cool, can't quench, everlasting burning fire, Babylon get drenched, yeah. Can't cool, can't quench, Ethiopia mature desire. Babylon, then how is it you get your food to eat and yet you find it hard to feed another youth that come up at your feet? Then how is it you always a strive and yet you find it hard to show another get so you don't be survive? That's why your King Selassie I reprise. Run the tell Pharaoh, him city that God bless. Me know a king or a sapphire right upon his throne. Babylon, we did that brimstone, the one your name. Can't cool, can't quench, everlasting burning fire, Babylon your range, yeah. Jump to jump went, Africa my true desire, block me your range. Jump to jump went, everlasting burning fire, Babylon your range, hey. Jump to jump went, Africa my true desire, red at judgment. Bigger to you some put them in a the pit, them judge and them jury just a green and a grit and all them police and them soldiers said them ready and fit. The sniper the black say, him the suit and Mr. Black Christ Kingdom, stand for equal rights and justice, a true human rights, well a government none miss. Rastafari did no say, PJ are the false and hypocrite, and them a go bring Bruce Gold in free make a big devil switch. Well Rasta drops the yaga in the bottomless pit, now follow the evil mama gun, you spank you real quick. Well that's another fire, fans and public, me tell them see some no war and wickedness, in a fornication in them gun finger, them go deep. And not talk about them a butter, all that wine them a sit, Mr. Red, Gold and Green in every district. And Ethiopia be a witness this bitter one your name. Ya cool, ya quench, everlasting burning fire. Babylon your rent, ya cool, ya quench, everlasting burning fire. Red hot judgment, I tell you. Ya cool, ya quench, everlasting burning fire. Babylon gets rent, ya cool, ya quench. Ethiopia, Matua, Bisaya. Yeah, man, black people should know that it is slavery why we are here in Jamaica and the Western world. It's not so them say. Yeah, man. It is written in the book of Britain and America that it was only I and I, the black Ethiopians, that were taken out of black Africa, you know? Illegally as captives, you know, slave children and brought us down here in Jamaica and our small islands. I'm the British West Indies into slavery and to this day. Say the most high, Celestia. Rastafari now, me tell them send, I innocent blood a spill. For the Ark of the Covenant, Babylon a kill. Them want Rasta tune, them no got no power nor will. Them want that a crown, mama pearl and jewel. I tell you that the scepter shall not depart until the golden globe represents the earth fill. This man was born here, prophecy that fulfill. Stretch you on to Ethiopia, Mount Zion Hill. You never get the win, could I never get the nil. And I tell you this, I dig down Babylon like a power drill. When fear raw, them your fire can't chill. Repatriation, Babylon, me melt your hill. Better than him.
It's not your word like fire. It's not your word like fire. Hokma, wisdom. Mother wisdom calling, calling. HaTorah, yes I, right? It's not your word like fire, yes I, like the hammer, the maca that break the rock in pieces. So here, 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 today's daily psalm, Psalm 42, let's rise up and chant.
Boom again, shalom, shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm, we have psalm 9 according to the royal court.
Psalm 42.
Tehelim Sefer Sheni Mizmor Membet Lamnatseyah Maskil Livnekorah.
As the hart panteth after the water brooks.
Ke ayal ta'arog al afike mayim.
So panteth my soul after thee, O God.
Ke nafshi ta'arog elecha Elohim.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God?
Thy God.
When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Elohai.
O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God.
My provider, protect and keep watch over me.
Let them dimensions shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I forward. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know yourself. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not declared your faithfulness and your salvations. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
No evil,
let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seeks to destroy my life. Let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
Well, I know. Yes, so you listen to me keenly. This is not easy, believe me. Some of them will kill you neatly. But you kill your friend and love your them not meanly. You speak yourself, man. Not tell yourself. You see them when you grudge your heart, you want them with your help.
Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
I always left my grandmother and I'm gone all about it, my friend. I'm gone. Born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look at it, and we used to suffer, really, really suffer.
Together against me, they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him, and now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. When shall I forward and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night.
Not night. Them try not to get me out. How them a go stop me now? King Selassie, I let me out. How them a go chop me now? And every time I try to be deep loop, them try to bring me down. Sometimes I feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. Rather you alone see. God, you alone see. Much people can't hold me. God, you alone know.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the Il Mizar. Deep calls unto deep. The noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemy reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and your tabernacle.
A life over death, man. Good over evil. Unruly.
Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Yeah, man, I saw the thing, but you see it? Yeah. But we are born up wicked people right now. But we are born up bad mind people and evil, Lord, man. Yeah, man. Oi, oi.
Yeah, yeah, man, say now. You know the boss this, man. I tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, and I care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the most high for the up. Rising in the morning beside me empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing. We give you on the earth. Protect us from danger. These plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, a.k.a. Popcorn, the Unruly Boss, the 876 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're a devil every time here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be.
But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick. My clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting and prayer, returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me. and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in fear, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much men. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, ha, our eye had seen it.
Yes, 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 yes. Right here, Rhema, Rhema, Rhema tunes right there with Popcorn, Popcorn, Abundant Life, Words of Wisdom. From a documentary out there, check it out, Abundant Life, Popcorn right there, with Psalms 40, Psalm 41, today's daily psalm, Psalm 42, and Psalm 43 right here, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 42, today's daily psalm. Also here, third day of the Shavua, third day of the week of the strong, of the sabbatical, speaking in the 7 days, here with the third day for the T2T Testify Tuesday.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Another Rhema tune right here, 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 for Torah reading and feeding from the Father.
Too long your people been suffering under the same system, you know. Penalization, victimization, inferiority complex and all the rest of it.
Yes, man.
Shut up in the ghetto and just get made of way out, yeah?
Brought here to do a very
Yes, yes, yes. Culture right there. It was too long, too long. It's like, oh, happy, what do they call this? Black History Month. Well, yes, let's use it wisely. Let's wisely use it right here, here, here. Here on the N and the I right here, we have the third day, Aliyah right here. We're at the 18th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. The Shabbat Mishpatim, Mishpatim, judgments, judgments. Here, Rosh Shiloh on the same theme.
Liberation is a must.
Our minds are still bound, yeah. Just like the boundaries in South Africa, they divided and conquered us all. That's why we Africans them fall. That's why we Africans them fall. Slavery, our slavery, yeah. We still living in slavery. Slavery, oh slavery. Look around, it's still slavery. Slavery built ghettos for the poor and creating uptown for the rich. Makes it so appealing over there. Enough of them get rich and sweet. Enough of them get rich and sweet. Try and I never get well headed yet. So slavery, oh slavery, yeah. We still living in slavery. Slavery, oh slavery. Look around, it's still slavery. Look at the workers in the free zones, working away they bones. Just like my brothers in South Africa, the land is ours, but we're still not free. The land is ours, but we're still not free. Oh well now, liberation is a must. Hey, 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 hey. We must do the work, and you eat all the crap. Oh, oh. Those kind of things, John knows they must stop. You feed one child, and you starve the other. Lock away my brother, and still raping my sister. We Africans must fight, this victory will be good over evil.
Liberation, black nationalism, nation, the birth of a nation right here. Here we have some keys in HaTorah. If we read it from the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews perspective, we can find the keys right here to the birth of a nation coming out of some similar situations in a true interpretation to what we have experienced even over these 400 years right here, 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 birth of a nation. So here we are, the third day Aliyah here for the sabbatical study for judgments. Mishpatim, Mishpatim, right here, Chavarim.
You are hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No! No!
Personal recognizance?
No! No!
Mother's custody?
No! No! No!
Man, let's have a revolution.
Have a revolution.
Have a revolution. Have a revolution.
Elk atahin fetish. Yenugusan.
Test your knowledge.
Knowledge.
What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule?
Where does it rule?
Where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality?
Is a reality? Is a reality?
Is a reality?
Ya ahzab zamin ya jamarawna ya lakawa machin.
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
And this knowledge is very important to the true revolutions. We got to evolve, you know, iristically, spiritually, and intellectually.
Not ordinary people. But you've been made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. Because God is not ordinary. God is extraordinary. And so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
Rastafari.
Adonai.
Rastafari.
If you want black history, go back to Africa.
Bob, is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back. Forward.
Yeah? Go forward to Africa.
Yeah.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
Well, I think comparing, you know, China hosting, you know, dozens of heads of states compared to, you know, European regional bilateral relations is a fantastic example of how Europe has lost the game and has lost its upper hand in Africa. It's game over. Sorry, it's game over.
See, so this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
We're here for day three, the third Aliyah, right here, here, here.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here,
give ear,
right here for the Shalishi. here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Shabbat Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath the judgments. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the book of the names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 5 in the KJV, King James Version, for the Shalishi, Shalishi, Aliyah, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, 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 third up offering here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, corresponding here in the Masoretic Hebrew, here in the Chumash, to verse 4 in the Hebrew, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Sabbath ordinances. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 22 in the Masoretic Hebrew from the Sefer Shemot, verse 4, corresponding to the King James Version, Exodus chapter 22, verse 5. Ki yav'er ish sade o karema wi shilach etta de'iro ua bi'era Bia sedeya achira meitav sadehu ua meitav karmo yishalem. If a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution? Ki yav'er ish sade kerem v'shilach etta b'eiro. If a man cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, yav'er ish sade o. If a man cause a field or Yav'er ish sade'o cherem v'shilach etta b'eiro, or vineyard to be eaten, and shall let his beast loose, u bi'era bi'a sedeya achir me'av sadehu, and shall let his beast loose, and it feed in another man's field. In another man's field, or be era be sedei achir meyatav sadehu, of the best of his own field and of the best of his own vineyard, or meyatav karmo yishalem, shall he make restitution? Yishalem, shall he make shalem, restitution, make peace, restitution. If fire break out and catch in thorns, so that the stacks of corn or the standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him make him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges, shall be brought to the Elohim to see whether he hath put his hand to his neighbor's goods. Im lo yemate ha ganav v'nikrav Ba'alaha bayita illaha Elohim im lo shalach yado bia me leketa re'ehu. If the thief be not found, im lo yematzei ha'ganav, then the master of the house shall come near to the Elohim, shall come near to the judges, the Elohim. V'nikrava ba'ala habayita illaha Elohim, to see whether he has put his hand to his neighbor's goods. Im lo shalach yado bia milaketa ra'ehu 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 ra'ehu. For all men of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, for any manner of lost king, for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim, the Elohim, and whom the judges, whom Ha Elohim, the Elohim, shall condemn, he shall pay double to his neighbor.
Neighbor, 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 neighbor.
For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, any manner of lost ting. Al kola davara pesha'a ala shor ala hamor hamor al hamor al se ala salma ala kola ha beda asher yomar ki yohu zeh Ada ha Elohim yavo devara she nehem asher yara shiun Elohim yeshaleima she naim le reihu. For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, ada kola devara peshaa ala shor. For as al hamor, al hamor, for as al se, for sheep, al samla, for raiment, al kola eveda asher yomar ki hu ze, or for any manner of lost thing whereof one saith asher yomar ki hu ze, this is it, ki hu ze. For he, it, this, ki hu zeh, this is it. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim. Ad Ha Elohim yabo devara shenehem asher yarash un Elohim yishaleima shenayim le'ra'ayhu. He whom Ha Elohim shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man deliver to his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it die or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing, then shall an oath of Yahuwah of Jehovah be between them both, that he hath not put his hand to his neighbor's goods. And the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let make him bring it witness. He shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. If the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. And here, the law, Ha Torah. The second item, the judgments, Ha Mishpotim, the Mishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, Ha Mishpotim, the judgments, crimes against humanity. Here, verse 16. Crimes against humanity. Verse 16. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed, and lie and lay sexually with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife, Ishto, his Eshet, Oset. If her father utterly refuse to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Thou, the eye, shall not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth sexually with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrifices to God. Elohim save except to Jehovah only. He shall be utterly destroyed. He shall be utterly downstroyed. Zobeach la Elohim. Yahorama biltia la Yahuwah levado. He that sacrifices to the gods, to Elohim, save except to Yahuwah Jehovah only, shall be utterly destroyed. Zoveach la Elohim Yahorim. Zobeach la Elohim Yahorim Bilti la Yahuwah Levado. Thou, the I, shalt not neither vex a stranger. Thou, the I, shall neither vex a stranger, nor oppress, nor downpress him. For y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. Ye all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou, the I, afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all to I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to any of my people, that is, poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury, lending money at interest. If thou, the eye at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it to him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, that I will hear him. For I, gracious, he kersuto levada, he simalato le oro bame ishkav, wehaya kia yitzaaka helai, we shamaeti. If thou at all take thy neighbor's garment to pledge, thou shalt restore it to him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his only covering, it is his garment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, wahaya, when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, kia yitzaaka helai, that I will hear, with shamaiti, for I am gracious, ki chanun ani. Ki hanun
ani. Yes, for I am gracious, hanun ani. This is very interesting right here as we study here the birth of the nation of Yisrael here, Mitzrayim, from the Tawi, from the two lands, a.k.a. from Egypt. Very interesting here. I try to bring it out, you know, where I speak about the judges in the King James Version translation, but the judges there, the actual Hebrew says, Ha Elohim to the Elohim. Therefore, what we're getting here is the true Hebrew context of these things that have been confused, you know, among the times of the Gentiles and counterfeit Christianity and a lot of the 400 years KJV Bible rhetoric and the, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism, schisms, and all that confusion right there coming out of Babylon. We get to see the true context of the judges, the quote, the judges, right, so-called gods, or in the Hebrew sense, Ha Elohim, thus the Hebraic point of view, the true point of view. So, of course, if the Bible is read out of context, you're going to get all those evils that have been associated with the Bible, and even ones blaming the Bible instead of the people
right? Instead of the so-called European or the white man, the counterfeit Christian, so forth and so on. But it's interesting because here on the T2T Testify Tuesday, we have the evening psalm, the standing psalm. So there's psalms that are standing psalms for the different days of the Shavuah, of the 7 days of the week, what's called the week. So for the first day, second day, here we're at the third day. And for the third day, we have Psalm 82. Interesting, we share that Concrete Jungle and that Rakim, the remix right there, you know, with that, and where he says about, when the merciful, he says, Hanunani, right, become merciless, one need to read Psalm 82, verse 6. And this is the you know, the area of scripture where it says, I have said ye are gods, and there's a lot of goofy and un-Hebrew and just outside the parameters of the logic of the science of the scripture, and therefore is corrupted. So this is where a lot of the pseudo-arguments come, you know, and the confusions, because it's not in the true Hebrew context of things. So, for example, let's just hear the evening psalm again, but with the real keys. Remember, the psalms are the psalms of David, called the psalms of David, the psalms that were the liturgy, the Kaddish or the Kedase of the ancient Israelites. That's their holy liturgy, you know, what they praise and what they use for their praise and worship, so forth and so on. And it comes out of the context of HaTorah. So therefore, the true interpretation, right, of Psalm 82, verse 6 must be based on the Hebrew context, not from the Gentile, the so-called Gentile mind. Come out of her, my people, slavery. Slavery still is going on. He took the chains off of the hands and the feet, put it on the hearts and the minds. Shema Yisrael, hear. Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Focus verse 6. Yes?
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor la
Samor. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishpot.
Pause here. Let's just go into this once again. Some of the Chabarim already know this teaching right here. Here from the Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim, the Book of the Praises, a.k.a. the Psalter. This psalm, Mizmor Fei Beit, or in modern Hebrew they might say Pei Veit. Pei Veit, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, Fei Beit. Psalm 82, Psalm LXXXII, corrupt judges arraigned. Now the interpretation, the targum, or as we say Hebraically, the sense is the Targum, the interpretation of the psalm, the Mizmor, it depends upon the meaning that is attached to the word Elohim, attached to the word God. Now, the KJV, let's get the KJV right here, brothers and sisters, with that particular sword right there. The King James Version reads a little different than the translation we have here from the Hebrew, with the Hebrew alongside. This is very important because then one can see, well, what is the true Hebrew context? If you want to believe that Psalm 82, verse 6 means the gods in this way or that way, one is free to their power of will and what they want to credit to be true. So be it. But the true context, the truth of the matter, right, is this. So let's build from low degrees to high degrees right here, here, here. So here we have the giving of HaTorah, or what one can call the Torah of Moses, because we know from the Hebrew study that there was Torah before Moshe's Torah from the Hebrew perspective, but this is not what's brought out in the KJV within the translation, right? We know that Abraham also kept what Yahuwah calls Torotai, Torah. Also, what's interesting about Torah is likened to a kind of a theologically speaking, that divine feminine, the mother principle, as we have in Proverbs chapter 1, I think it's verse 8, my son, the context, my disciple, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. The word law there is Torah of thy mother. just very, very important. Also with Proverbs chapter 31, where it speaks about the Eshet Hayah, the strong woman, the woman of valor, right, the virtuous woman, Eshet or Oset, we repoint to Hebrew, Oset Hayah, like we have Hayah Salah, the power, so that's Hebraic as well. But here in Psalm 82, the English reads, the King James Version, a Psalm of Asaph. It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. So we have that brought out right there. And then we have the sixth verse. So here, corrupt judges arraigned. What does it mean by corrupt judges? So from a Gentile or a counterfeit Christian mind, there's a lot of confusion about that right here. Because really the context is the Elohim, Ha-Elohim, right? The Elohim speaking both of one right here, the judges, the Hebrew Elohim. In Exodus chapter 21 and 6, we have the judges as we're here in this 18th sabbatical study. Right here for Shabbat Mishpatim. And also in Exodus chapter 22, Hebraically, verses 7, 8, and 27, right? It reads to the gods or to Ha Elohim, but the Hebrew understanding of it is to the judges, right? First Samuel, Shemuel, chapter 2, verse 25. The word Hebraically, from the true sense, the Hebrew sense, the true sense, the word occurs in a judicial connection, in a judicial or judgment, judicial court, one can say connection. And on the principle that, according to Deuteronomy, Orit Zedagim, that's in the Ethiopic, the Torah of the repetition, right? Or Debarim, right? Ha-Debarim, right? Speaking of the words. Right, we have Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. The English says the judgment is God's, but Hebraically this connects with the principle here that's confused among the Gentiles and in counterfeit Christianity, and one's arguing about, is this, you know, who is this God? So what does it mean by the gods? Is it angels? They get all caught up in the pseudo-angiology. But the truth of the matter is that the men, right, of Yisrael, we touched on it previously in the previous 17th sabbatical with the Anshei Chayil. This term, Anshei, means like the men of, right, the men of Chayil, the men of strength. And then in Proverbs chapter 31, we have the virtuous woman, or more Hebraically, the strong woman, the Eshet Chayil. So we have this Chayil term, Chayil, which has to do with power and with might. But it also is etymologically, Afro-Shemitic etymologically, related to the term for, in translation, God or gods, the El, and the Elohim. So this is the men, the Anshei Chayil, the men of might or the men of ability, who administer justice, Zedek, right? They are considered to be his agents, Yahweh's, Jehovah's agents, according to what we have here, right? In the second book of Moshe, second book of the Bible, Exodus, the birth of a nation, right? And part of that building, one of the principles of the building of a nation is its own set of rules and regulations. And this is what we know as the Torah in a general sense, the directions, the instructions. Right. So the Torah, which is interesting from a Hebrew perspective, we refer to the Torah as she, right, in that connection with the divine mother or feminine principle. The men who administer justice are considered to be his agents, Yahweh's agents. They exercise a Elohim function. So they are not the Elohim in the singularity, but they represent, right, the Elohim in matters of justice within the covenant community. So they exercise an Elohim function. And as such, have Shemo, his name, or the Hashem. They have the Hashem, the Yahweh, hey, Yahweh. They have the Jehovah name attached to them. So this psalm here is speaking of corrupt judges, right? Those who say, come in his name. mind, but not in his truth, not in his spirit and in his truth. So Elohim, the El, Ha'el, the power of power, we could say the father of the sons, as the sons of Israel, right, the sons of God, right, there's an indictment. They're being given an indictment here, like in a court setting. An indictment is given against them, or we could say by extension against us, I and I, for our partialities, us, the Rastaman say, right, non-partial, right, without partiality, without respect persons, right? Thou should not respect the person of the poor, nor favor the person of the mighty. So this word mighty is the same Hayel, right, Ayel, Hayel sense right there, that both means mighty, right, within its use in the Hebrew, and also refers to the power, the might, or what is called in translation, right, nowadays, God. So it says, thou should not respect or have a favor to a face. Respect of person, as we have here from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, really means, right, in the Hebrew sense, a regard to faces. A regard to face, oh, yeah, 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 I know him. So you're going to favor him and his case because there is a respect of person or a favor of faces. Thou should not respect the person or favor the face of the poor, right, nor favor the person of the mighty, right? But in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. In righteousness means in Yahuwah's and his ordinance, in the Torah, according to the spirit and truth of the directions, instructions, right? Because the scales of justice must be held evenly, because the situation of the Bnei Yisrael is that they came out of a situation where their, we could say, freedom, and in particular their religious, if one's going to call it religious, or to practice their spirituality, right, was not favored or regarded, right, in where they were. It's like when one say that they are being biased because of their religion, right, or what they believe, right, whether they believe or they don't believe, but they're being biased, you know, for what they believe and for their spirituality, a.k.a. religion. This is the real context of what occurred, right, was occurring in Egypt. Most of that is slavery in the sense of slavery in the latter days and time, and they confuse the metaphors, right, the exo and the esoteric aspects of it. But there is a underground aspect, like many experiences we as people go through. Sometimes to get into all the details is very time-consuming, but sometimes we sum it up, right, even in certain symbolic senses for those who have the same spirit, right, you know, the same mind, we can say, can receive it. So the depending of the interpretation of gods is very important. And the true Hebrew sense, right, of the Elohim is as the judges, right, is as the judges. And so is it understood outside of the King James Convention. See, in the King James Convention, it says in some places to the judges, but in the Hebrew it says to the gods. So when you're reading the King James Version based on the interpretation, you get one idea because you don't see those other aspects that was lost, so to speak, or not brought out, so to speak, in translation. So they are to judge, right? They have to judge justly. But now is a condemnation coming to them, right, from their namesake, from Yahweh, from Jehovah, right? It's coming to them for their lack of justice and therefore shalom and peace within the community. Another interesting thing about the word shalom, we try to emphasize a little bit within that aliyah there, the third aliyah for this 18th sabbatical study of Mishpatim. It's the Yishalem aspect, the Shalem, Shalom aspect, where we also get the Shalom. But in one sense of the word Shalom, it means to pay. It means to make restitution. It means to make peace. Like in court, even today, they sometimes say, well, what can I do? The judge may say, what can I do to make you whole? I accept your testimony, you know, to the judge is credible. That means he believes it or she believes it. They accept it as true based on the evidence and based on how it was brought forward. Now the judge has to decide, how can I make the victim in this suit, how can I make them whole? And what's interesting is the Hebrew sense, Yishalem, can also be interpreted as making peace. How can you make peace? If you say peace, peace, and they owe you something, you know, or, you know, there's something lacking. They might be sorry, like, I'm sorry I stole your such and such. You know what I mean? And now I deprive you use of such and such, but you have not restored by, you know, what was stolen. You've acknowledged it. That's like faith without works on that particular level. So the judges were to judge. And in the Hebrew sense of Psalm 82, right, the Tuesday evening psalm, Hebraically speaking, the verbs in the two verses, they indicate the duty of a judge that has not been carried out by the men whom Elohim now indicts. It's like you take up somebody's name, right? You're going in somebody's namesake, you know, and then they rise up and say, hey, you was running around in my name saying you was representing me, but you was disrespecting me. You was not representing, you know what I mean? It was like identity theft. You made my name bad, right? And here is a particular, peculiar judgment, right? Not to so-called pseudo angels or principalities or other, but basically to Israel, right? Starting, you know, like the charity begins at home, and therefore even that chastisement, right, to the sons of Israel must begin with them first. And this is what Psalm 82 is actually bringing out. And as we study it in context with the giving of the Torah or the directions, instructions that were given at the time of Moshe. But remember, there was a Torah before Moses' Torah. Hebraically, there was a Torah. There was direction, instruction ever since. Even we could say in the Gan Eden, right? According to the typology of the garden, there was even an instruction. It wasn't a whole long, lengthy as we have here, but we have here the birth of a nation, right? This is nationhood. These are the real principles of nationhood, right? And it begins with a covenant, right? Like a contract, an agreement, you know, I will do this part, right? But this is your part, right? So whoever fails to do their part cannot expect the other part to do their part, right? And this is what's being broken down here. So when we get to the sixth verse, right, I have said ye are gods, all of you are sons of the Most High, is speaking specifically to the B'nai Yisrael. And thus the opening verse, Psalm 82, verse 1, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Here in the Hebrew, we have a Psalm of Asaph. From the Hebrew translation direct, it says, God standeth in the congregation of God. Interesting. God standeth. Imagine if we were reading the King James and the King James had this. God standeth in the congregation of God in the midst of the judges he judges. Imagine what sort of opinions or perspectives or beliefs or views would have been developed from this. Now, the Hebrew, as we emphasize in the audible, we have Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Le Asaf, one of the choristers in the time of David, you know, at Zion and at the tabernacle. Here it says, Elohim, Nitzav, Ba'adat El, Nitzav, standeth, Ba'adat, or Ba'idat, in the Idat, Adat, in the congregation, the witness, the assembly of those who be a witness, Ba'adat El. It says the Elohim, standeth, right, nitzav, and that standing, even the word standing is very important to get a good understanding, a good standing on the word standing. The verb nitzav is not the usual one that denotes the opposite of sitting in Hebrew, but we have the kam. Also kam and also amad to stand, the word amad, kam, like to rise up, right? But it can be used in a standing sense as well, like the makom, the standing place, the spot, so to speak, right? Or even a parking spot, so to speak. But we have the nitzav, right? The nitzav here is not the usual word for standing that we have in the amad to stand. The word nitzav Hebraically conveys the idea of taking up a position for a solemn purpose. You know, like we all come together for palama, right, for like parliament. We come together for a solemn purpose, right? And the purpose here that we have even in the Torah in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9, where it uses the very same Hebrew word for standing, other word for standing, the Amad word, but it's the Natsab word, right? This is of Israel, of the sons of Israel in particular, to ratify, to put in effect, or to make tzadak, to make it righteous, to put it into effect, habrit, because they were told that they had this covenant, and this is what was being worked out, and now the covenant comes into effect. So all of those who are witness to this covenant, the aggregation, the congregation comes together, particularly the sons of Yisrael, comes together, they stand, right, in the congregation of El. So it says the Elohim, we could say, right, standeth, even the judges standeth in the congregation of the El, of the all-powerful one, of the almighty I, right? And these judges, as it says in the second verse, Bikareb Elohim, in the midst, Elohim Yishpot, from the Shafat, as we have Mishpatim, judgments, right, ordinances, or even sentences. When we study the Hebrew, not to go long on this, but we study the Hebrew Shafat and Mishpat, right, which some biblically, scripturally, is brought out as ordinance or a judgment. But in another use of the Hebrew, it brings out the sense of a sentence. You know, like, okay, one going through a trial, right, the Nisayon, you go through a trial or temptation, which is a trial. You go through that trial, right? And in going through that trial now, it's been gone through, and now it's time for the judge or the judges to render their sentence, right? Their mishpat, their sentence. So here it says, Bikareb, in the midst, Elohim. Now KJV says right here, he judges among the gods. But the sense right here is different in the Hebrew. Right? He judges in the midst of the gods. He's getting to the heart and the mind of the men, right? The heart of the matter. Bikareb Elohim Yishpot. He, in the singularity, judges. See, it's interesting here, because when you understand the Hebrew, it could have it in a plural sense, right? Like they, Elohim, they judge. But here it says he, basically the father, is judging his sons. So when we get to the sixth verse, it's just more or less summing up what was introduced in the first verse, right? I have said you are Elohim, but as ordinary men suffer capital punishment, which is the death, when they incur it, so will you receive at my hands the sentence of death for condemning the innocent, is what is being said to these particular judges. My Shoftim and Elohim of Yisrael, these judges of Israel, far from your dignified title as one of the Shoftim, the judges, and therefore according that honor of even Ha'ilahim, Ha'Elohim, the Elohim, right? Giving you immunity, you will not have any immunity, but instead, because of that high immunity you would have if you were in the right, it increases your liability. That's why it goes on to say fall as one of the princes. Even princes, right, even ones of high station can have judgment pass upon them by Ha'ilahim, by the Elohim of the Elohim, by the God of gods, in other words. And thus, in verse 6, he's saying, so will this happen to you because you have judged, right, falsely and corruptly, right, in my name. So this is what it's bringing out right here. The scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor from a feeling or sentiment that the verdict or the mishpat, the sentence, right, against the richer party to the suit would not inconvenience him. And certainly without partiality to the man of influence, the mighty man. Interesting, the term ha'il, which has to do with power and strength and might, also reflects one who might be mighty, say, in riches, a rich man, and one who is of wealth and have a lot of people that are dependent upon him or his family. On that level, he is one who is of might, you know, of might. He partakes in that might. So without partiality to such a man, the man of influence from a fear, sometimes one would have a pahad, a dread of the consequences to the judge. If we judge against him, we're the judges, yes. We have this honor, this right to judge in Yahweh Elohim, Eloheinu's name and according to his principles and spirit and in truth. But if we judge against this man that has power and might in the community, you know what he can do to us? So therefore we get this partiality, right? Or as a result of one being bribed. So the connection of Psalm 82, particularly verse 6, and even here in this Torah reading and feeding the 18th sabbatical study, Mishpatim, it should be abundantly clear. Yes, Rastafari, again,
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot. Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Yes, yes, yes. Even that ending right there kind of implies a sort of a resurrection, that rising up of true Elohim, true judges among your people. Yes, sir. Yes, I Rastafari, defend the rights of the poor and needy, not the rich and greedy. Again, Ras Shiloh right here, rights of the poor.
Rastafari.
Judge.
Behold, I come to teach, oh teacher,
teach
Mount Galilee. oppression of the poor have I arrived there. Rasta, come to defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor have I arrived. Listen, I come to judge all your judges. Behold, I come to teach all teachers. Mount Kalin, all of their false leaders. Liberating all Africans. That Shiloh, holy, only mission. Liberating all Africans. That is Rasta mission. So tell them Jaste, tell them Jaste. This is judgment on Babylon. Well, yeah. Rasta comes to defend the right of the poor. Oppression of the poor have I arrived. I come to defend the right of the poor.
So right here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 42. So get into Psalm 42 right here. Reason for the season right here. Full of foe, dub wise. Today's daily psalm, the English.
Psalm 42.
Tehillim Sefer Sheni Mizmor Membet Lamnatseach Maskil Livne Korach.
As the hart panteth after the water brooks.
Ke ayal ta'arog al afike mayim.
So panteth my soul after thee, O God.
Ken nafshi ta'arog elecha Elohim.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? Thy God, thy God. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in them. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Elohai, Elohai, Elohai.
O my God, my soul is cast down within thee. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. That the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? That with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance, and my God, and my God, and my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, 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 my
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም
مزمور 41 بقنف 42 لمزمران علقا يقوري لجوش تمهر والا ودو هامن تندمي نافق عبيتون ديهو نفسي ودان تتنافق عال نفسي ودهي واملاك تتأمك مكي درس عالو ياملاك نسفيت مكي آي عالو زواتر عملاك هو ديتنا وسيلون ان باي بكن النابليت مغب هون يهنساسب نفسي بني وسط خسس ود اغزابير بيت ود مسغانا منوريا سفرا غبالهونا باالم يادرغو سوتش يدسانا يمسغانا انقالاس نفسي هوي لمن تاغنيالش لمن استاوكينيالش يفيتين مدهانيت املاكين امسغنو زن በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ አምላኬ ሆይ ነፍሴ በኔ ውስጥ ታወከች ስለዚህ በዮርዳኖስ ምድር በአርሞኔም በታናሹ ተራራ አስባል በፏፏቴ ድምጽ ቀላይ ቀላይን ትጠራለች ማዕበልህና ሞገድህ ሁሉ በላይ አለፈ እግዚአብሔር በቀን ቸርነቱን ያዝዋል በሌሊትም ዝማሬው በኔ ዘንድ ይሆን የኔ ስለት ለሕይወቴ አምላክ እግዚአብሔርን አንተ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ለምን ረሳኸኝ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ እለዋለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሁልጊዜ አምላክህ ወዴት ባሉኝ ጊዜ አጥንቶቼን እየቀለጣጠሙ ሰደው ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
Salam ta, Aina Yisterling. Greetings, and may Cha give you health on I and I behalf. Aina Yisterling.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Gormawi, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, here from the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and from the Psalter, Mezmore, David, the Psalms of David. Here we begin the second book with today's daily psalm, Mezmor Arba Hulet, Psalm 42. Huletenya Mitzhaf, the second book of the Psalter of the Mezmore David, Psalms of David, is divided in the ancient manuscripts and scrolls into five books. And here we pick up with the second book, Huletenya Mitzhaf, Ka Mezmore Arba Hulet, is Ki Seba Hulet Deres. From Psalms 42 to Psalm 72 is the Huletenya, the second Mitzhaf book, Huletenya Mitzhaf. Today's daily psalm, Mezmore Arba Hulet. Psalm 42. In today's daily psalm is seen, Vesedet lai yale lewawi likso. Vesedet lai yale. One who is in exile. Vesedet. In sedet. Vesedet lai yale lewawi likso. A Levite lamentation. Lewawi. Lewawi likso. A Levite lamentation while Vesedet lai in exile. Vesedet lai yale lewawi likso. The theme of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. Yes, I. So Mikai and I pick up and write up here, comparing and contrasting side by side the HSV, Haile Selassie version, with the KJV, the King James version. Beginning off here with the superscription, we begin, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralin, we begin with the superscription. Le mezemrana leka yekore lejoch timherit. The English in the KJV, to the chief musician. Le mezemrana leka. To the mezemran aleka. The musical chief, the musical director. Le mezemrana leka yekore lejoch. Sons of Korah. Timherit, timherit. In the English, we have masakil, masakil, which has to do with skill and understanding, a well-written composition, taken as a didactic or a teaching. Bamarinya, we have timherit, timherit, bringing out the true sense of the masakil that we have in the superscription of KJV to the chief musician, masakil, masakil, for the sons of Korah. Lemezam rana leka, yekore lejoch timherit, a teaching, a timherit, of the sons of Korah. Le mezemrana leka, to the chief musician, a teaching of the sons of Korah. Kuter and verse 1. Walla wada wuha minchin de minafik abetu. Indihu nese wada ante tenafik alech. As the heart panteth, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. Walla wada wuha minchin de minafik abetu. My father, his father, the father of the house, so panteth my soul, my psyche, my suke, my nefesh, nefse, nefse, indihu, like this, indihu, nefse, whether ante, to the eye, male, tenafik alech, she panteth, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul, nefse, my psyche, after the eye, O God. Walla wada wuha minchin de minafik avetu indihu nese wada ante tenafik alech. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Nese wada hiyaw amlatet emmach. Meche derzalo. Yamlak nisafit meche ayalo. My soul thirsteth for God, for the source, for the living source, the living God. When shall I come and appear before the source, before God? Nefse, my soul, wada hiyaw amlak. My soul wada towards hiyaw, hiyaw, hiyaw amlak. To the living source, the living God, hiyaw amlak. Nefse, wada hiyaw amlak te temach. She thirsteth. Meche edarsalo. When shall I reach? Meche edarsalo. Yamlak nisfit, and the face, the presence, the perception of the source. Meche ayalo, meche ayalo. When shall I see the face of the source? When shall I see the face of God? Interesting right here, in the Hebrew we have erae, erae, erae,
to appear and to see. So here the Royal Amharic takes the secondary interpretation, not just to appear, when shall I appear before the face of the source, but when shall I see the face of God, the face of the source. Shall I see? Kuter source. Verse 3. Zoweter. Amlake? Weretno. Silun. And baye be kernabe leilit. Migab honenye. My tears have been my meat, my food, day and night, while they continually say to me, where is thy God? Where is thy source? Zoweter. Zoweter. Always. Continually. I'm like, where that no? Where is he? I'm like, your male source. I'm like, where that no? Silun. While he say to me, Silun, in Bayi, my tears, bekenana, belelit, in the day, bekenana, belelit, nigib, honeng, has become for me food. Kuter arat, verse 4. Yehina sasiba nese, bene wista feseset. Wade gziavi herdeta, wade miskana, menoria sifra gebalahuna, ba'ala yem yadargusa wotia destana, miskana kalasemu. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, in I. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of the source, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Yihin sasib, yihin this sasib, when I think about this, yihin sasib, nase, my soul, my psyche, be inne wista fesesech, she is poured out, my psyche, she is poured out, be inne wista fesesech, wada egeziavi her bait, to the house, the bait of egeziavi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, Father, wada miskana, and to thanks, menoria, to the dwelling place of thanks, of thanksgiving. Wada miskana menoria sifra igabalehunna. Be'ala yemi yadargu sawoch. Those, the people who kept the holy day, the Be'al, the feast, the festival. Be'al yemi yadargu sawoch. Ye desitana miskana kal asemmu. Cause to hear. Of course, to hear yedesta joy and miskana kal yedestana miskana kal asemu kuter amis. Verse 5. Nefse hoy lemen tajnyalesh lemen satokinyalesh yefitena medchanita amlakena mesegnozen ve egeziari heretameni. Why art thou the eye cast down, O my soul, nefsehoi, lemen tazinyalesh, lemenes ataukinyalesh, and why art thou disquieted, and why are you disquieted within I, lemenes taukinyalesh, yefitein amedchanit, amlakin amesagnozen, ve'egeziavi her tanenyi. Trust, take confidence in who he be. Hope thou in the source and sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Here in the Royal Amharic, ye fitain medchanit, the salvation, the medicine, ye fitain of my face, of my perception, ye fitain medchanit, am lakin, my source, am esegnozen, to praise, am lakin, to praise my source, am lakin, am esegnozen, the egeziavi her tameni, commanding the soul, commanding his soul, his suke, his nes, to trust in the sustainer, be'egezi av her tameni, speaking to she, tameni, have faith, yea, and amen, in the sustainer, he who be, who he be. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Amlake hoy, nefse, venne wista tawakech, selezihe be yordanos midr, be armone mimma, be tanashu terara, asibhalo. O my source, O my source, amlake hoy, amlake hoy, amlake my source hoy, O, amlake hoy, O my source, my soul, My soul, she is cast down within, within me, within I. Nese, bene wista tawakach. Selezi, therefore, be Jordanos midr, in the land of Jordan, be armonemim, be armonemim, and the Hermonites, be tanashu terara, and in the little mountain, be tanashu terara, asibhalo, I will reckon the eye. Therefore will I remember the eye from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar, the little hill. Batana Shutara, Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Bethwaf Wateh Dintak, like Elayin Tit Ratalech, Maibelhina Mogedih Hulu, Belaye Alefe, deep calleth to deep at the noise of the eye, water spouts at the voice, at the noise of thy water spouts. Bethwafwateh Dintak, alike, lion titaratalech. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. I ma ebelhinna mogedihulu belaye alefe. Kuter cement, verse 8. Egziavihar bekencher netuna yazzal belelitim azamareu bene zende yehonal yene sileta lehiwete amlakno. Yet the sustainer, Exiavio, the good, the generous Abba Father, will command, he who be who he be, will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Commanding his loving kindness in the daytime. Exiavio, Herveken, Charnetun, his generosity, his open-handedness. Exiavio, Herveken, in the day, Beken, Charnetun, Yazizal, he will command. He will command his loving kindness, his generosity in the daytime. And in the night, his song shall be with me. His song shall be with I. Beleilitim. And in the night, Beleilitim, Zamareu, Bene Zen Yehonan. And my prayer to the source of my life and my prayer, Yene Silet, and my vow. Here we have Silet. Yene of I, my, yene, silet, lehiwete, amlakno, to the source of my life, lehiwete, amlakno, kuter zeteng, verse 9. Egziavi herin, ante met egiayene, lemina resahing, telatoche, asiasa chenkunya, lemina znie, emelal lesalu, hilawalo. I will say to the source, sustainer, my rock, why hast thou forgotten I? Why go I mourning because of the oppression? Rephrase, the downpression. Why go I mourning because of the downpression of the enemy? Egeziavi herin, ante, the I, male, ante, metegiayine, is my place of refuge, my stronghold. Lemin resahin. Why have you forgotten I? Lemon Arasahang? Lemon Arasahang? Why have you forgotten I? Why? Telatoche, my enemies, Yasa Chen Kuning. When they cause I and I straightness and difficulty and anxiety, when they downpress I and I haters, Telatoche, Siyasa Chen Kuning. Lemon, why? Aznye, Himela Lesalahu. Why Aznye being sad? Aznye, Emelalesalo. Why do I go to and fro? Why do I go about? Aznye, sad. Lemin Aznye, Emelalesalo. Illawalo, Illawalo. I will say to Gziabiher. Kuta Asa, verse 10. Telatoche, Hulgize, Amlake, Weretno. Balungize hat intochina iek elet atamu said dabunye. As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily to me, where is thy God? Where is thy source? Elatoche, my enemies, my haters, hul gizeh, hul all gizeh, the time. Telatoche, hul gizeh, I'm like, what it know? Malun gizeh, while he say to me, I'm like, your male, your source, where date, where, no, where is he? Where that know? Where that know? I'm like, where that know? Balungize, at intochin my bones, iek elet atemu, sedebun. They blaspheme I. Kut el asra and. Verse 11. Nesehoi, lemen na tajnyalesh, lemen nes taukinyalesh. Yefitain met chani, tam lakin, am esagno zen, egeziavi her tameni. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Nefsehoi, O my soul, O my suke, O my psyche. Nefsehoi, lemen tajnyalesh, lemen tajnyalesh. Why art thou saddened? Why art thou saddened? Lemonis, lemonis, and why taukinyalesh? And why do you cause I agitation? Taukinyalesh. Speaking to she, the psyche, the nefesh, the nefs, nefse, nefsehoi, lemon tajnyalesh, why are you sad, O my soul? Lemonis taukinyalesh, and why do you cause I agitation? Yefitin medhanit, the salvation of my face, of my perception. Yefitin medhanit, the salvation of my face, my perception. Amlakin, my source, amesa gnozen, to praise, amesa gnozen. To praise, I'm lakin, I'm esa gnozen, be'egezia viher tameni, commanding the soul, because the soul that is without instruction in Shaway, truth and life, is headed for self-destruction. Here, commanding the soul, be'egezia viher, and sustaining the good, the genus of, and he who be, who he be, tameni, tameni, trust, yea, and amen, the objective reality, and he who be, who he be. Who he be, who he be, who he be, who
let them message, Jaja. Rastafari, king of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 41 በቅንፍ 42 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች ትምህርት ዋላ ወደ ውሃ ምንጭ እንደሚናፍቅ አቤቱ እንዲሁ ነፍሴ ወደ አንተ ትናፍቃለች ነፍሴ ወደ ሕያው አምላክ ተጠማች መቼ ደርሳለሁ የአምላክንስ ፊት መቼ አያለሁ ዘወትር አምላክህ ወዴት ነው ሲሉኝ እንባዬ በቀንና በሌሊት ምግብ ሆነ ይህን ሳስብ ነፍሴ በኔ ውስጥ ፈሰሰች ወደ እግዚአብሔር ቤት ወደ ምስጋና መኖሪያ ስፍራ እገባለሁና በዓል የሚያደርጉ ሰዎች የደስታና የምስጋናን ቃል አሰሙ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውኪኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ አምላኬ ሆይ ነፍሴ በኔ ውስጥ ታወከች ስለዚህ በዮርዳኖስ ምድር በአርሞኔምም በታናሹ ተራራ አስብሃለሁ በፏፏቴ ድምፅ ቀላይ ቀላይን ትጠራለች ማዕበልህና ሞገድህ ሁሉ በላይ አለፈ እግዚአብሔር በቀን ቸርነቱን ያዛል በሌሊትም ዝማሬው በኔ ዘንድ ይሆናል የኔ ስለት ለሕይወቴ አምላክ ነው እግዚአብሔርን አንተ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ለምን ረሳኸኝ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ እለዋለሁ። ጠላቶቼ ሁልጊዜ አምላክህ ወዴት ነው ባሉኝ ጊዜ አጥንቶቼን እየቀለጣጠሙ ሰደው፣ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ? ለምን ስታውኪኛለሽ? የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
תהלים ספר שני מזמור מבית למנצח משכיל לבני קורח. כאייל תערוג על אפיקי מים, כן נפשי תערוג אליך אלוהים. צמאה נפשי לאלוהים לאל חי, מתי אבוא ואראה פני אלוהים. הייתה לי דמעתי לחם יומם ולילה, ואמור אליי כל היום איה אלוהיך. אלה אשכרה ואשפחה עלי נפשי, כי אעבור בשח את דדם עד בית אלוהים, וכל רינה ותודה המון חוגג. מה תשתוחכי נפשי ותהמי עלי, רוחי לי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניו. אלוהי עלי נפשי תשתוחה, על כן אזכורך מארץ ירדן וחרמונים מהר מצער. תהום אל תהום קורא לכל צינוריך, כל משבריך וגליך עלי עלי. יומם יצווה אדוני חסדו, ובלילה שירו עמי ותילה לאל חגי. אומרה לאל סלעי, למה שכחתני? למה קודר אלך בלחץ אויב? ורצח בעצמותי הרפוני צורריי, ואומרם אליי כל היום איה אלוהיך. מה תשתוחכי נפשי ומה תהמי עלי, רוחי לי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניי ואלוהי.
Shalom, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malchiah Tzedek.
Melech.
Mizmor Mim Beit, Mizmor Mim Beit. Here, Psalm 42. Here we begin book 2 of the Psalter, book 2 of the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, book of Psalms. Psalm 42. Here, a midrash, a study from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, today's daily psalm. Lament of an exile. A lament, lamentation, a lament of an exile. Here, picking up book 2, Psalm 42 to Psalm 72, comprising book 2 of the Sefer Tehillim, of the book of Psalms, of the Psalter. Opening verse. Lam menatzeach, maskil libnei Korach. For the leader, Lam menatzeach, maskil, maskil. The wisdom, circumspection, the wisdom. Libnei Korach, of the sons. Libnei Korach, of the sons of Korach. Lamenatzeach, maskil, libnei Korach. Zahu shamar hakatu. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse, in the verse from Mishlei, Mishlei, Mashilim. Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs, Proverbs 15 and 24. To the wise, maskil, the way of life is above. To the wise, the way of life and liberty is above. Here, Mishlei, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 15 here, verse 24. Orach Chayim le ma'elah. Le maskil, the path of life. Orach chayim, orach, path chayim of life. Orach chayim, le ma'illa, le ma'illa. Goeth upward, is upward. Le ma'illa, le ma'illa, le maskil. For the wise, le maskil. To the wise. Limaskil, to the wise, the way of life is above. Orach chayim, lima'ila, limaskil. Wechen hale'eh, and so forth. Refer here to the commentary on Psalm 32, the commentary on Mizmor Lamed Beit, commentary here in the Midrash Sefer Tehillim on Psalm 32. As the heart panteth after the water brooks. As the heart, as the heart, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. Hear today's daily psalm, the bait. Second verse, Hebraically. What is meant by the words of Debarim? Ke ayelet ha'erog ala ifikei mayi. What is meant by the words as the heart panteth? Ke ayelet ha'erog. The verse does not say, the hind. Now here we have a kare and a katib. The katib, right, according to what is written, and the kare, what is said. What is written here is k-ayal, k-ayal, ayal right here, ayal right here is bringing out the male sense, right, the male sense. The male sense is the heart, right? The heart, looking at the heart and the hind. The heart, right? The heart is the ayal. Ayal is the masculine, right? Now the ayalet, ayalet, the ayalet is the feminine. So here in the Midrash, it says that the verse does not say as the hind. Ke ayalet ta'erog. Ke ayalet ta'erog. But k'ayal ta'ero, as the heart panted. Furthermore, the noun here according to the Katib, according to what is written, is masculine. However, the form of the verb is feminine. Ta-ero, ta-ero. Now, some see what we have right here, 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 is, so since the accompanying verb, ta-erog, is feminine in form, the noun, ayal, ayal, the ayal, a male deer, called the a heart. The heart is the male deer, the ayal, ayal, right? It should be amended, some have it as ayalet, ayalet, and ayalet is the female deer or the hind. So the male deer, the heart, the female deer, the hind. The male deer, the ayal, the female deer, the ayalet. Now there's something called hyplography. Hyplography, some say that hyplography has occurred, right, of the letter tau, tau or tav has occurred. And we can note this right here when we look at the word, we have ka, ayal. So some say that the hyplography, right, hyplography has dropped the tau or the tet from the ayal and ayalet, right, and just has the ta as we have in the verb that is feminine, ta-ero, ta-ero. So here, according to the Katib, according to what is written, it says k-ayal ta-ero, k-ayal ta-ero. So what is meant by the words? As the heart, the ayal, k-ayal ta-ero. The verse does not say as the hind. According to the Katib, what is written, it does not say k-ayalet, k-ayalet, but k-ayal, k-ayal ta-ero. Furthermore, the noun ayal is masculine, but the form of the verb ta-erog, ta-erog, is feminine. Thus, the hind, the ayalet, suffer pain in her labor, and panting, ta-erog, and panting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, praise, blessed be He, who answers her, stands for the B'nai Korah, for the sons of Korah, for the sons of Korah, calling in their trouble to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed, increased, prospered, praise be He, who answers them. Hence, hear, hear, hear. It is said, k'ayal ta'erog, as the ayal, as the male deer, as the heart panteth, k'ayal ta'erog. And what is meant by al isike mayim, after the water brooks or upon, al, up on, isike mayim, the water brooks. What is meant by the words after the water brooks? All ifike mayi, the hind, the ayalet, ayalet, the female deer, the ayalet is the most Elohim, reverencing, fearing, respecting of animals. The hind, the female deer, the ayalet is the most Elohim, God, power, reverencing, fearing of animals. And so when the animals are thirsty, they gather near the hind. They gather near the ayalet. They gather near the female deer. And here, here we have a midrash. Midrash note right here. Midrash note says, see above here, these two psalms, Mizmor, Min, Beit, and Mizmor Min Gimel, Min Gamel, Psalm 42 and 43 are joined in one psalm, or as one sense. These two psalms, they go together, there's a chorus line that goes through both of these two psalms right here, here, here. And here, go to the Midrash. The Midrash here is pointing us to the Midrash on Psalm 22 and the 14th section, the 14th parak. And here in the Midrash on Psalm 22, here, 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 Midrash on Psalm 22. And another comment on, for the leader, upon the hind of the morning. The opening verse here for Mizmor, Mizmor Kaf,
Mizmor Kaf Beit. Here. Zooming in on the Midrash here. Opening verse. La Menatzeach. Al Ayelet Ha Shachar. Opening verse of Mizmor Kaf Beit. Psalm XXII. Psalm 22. Theme, the cry, a call for help. Opening verse called the superscription, the title, La Menatzeach, Al Ayelet HaShachar, for the leader upon Zahain, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the leader, chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al upon Ayelet, Al Ayelet, all Ayelet, upon the hind, the female deer, ha-shachar, of the morning, ha-shachar, la menatzeach, all Ayelet, ha-shachar. Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Rabbi Judah bar Rav Simon taught, a hind, the Ayelet, Ayelet, the female deer, the hind horn is brought into the house, the bait, in that make snakes make nests, in that snakes nest, the hind, a hind's horn, a female deer's horn, a hind's horn is brought into the house in which snakes nest, and the interior of the house, the bait, is fumigated with it, so that every snake quickly flees. And here, Midrash, within the Midrash note right here. Even so, when Esther came into the king's house, Haman quickly fled. Midrash note right here. So even so, when Esther came into the king's bait, into the king's house, Haman, quickly fled. Haman quickly fled. And this reference on the hinds, the female deer's horn right here in the Midrash notes, is also found in Pliny, Historia Naturalis, Volume 8, 3350, according to Ginsburg Legends 559. So this is found in Pliny, concerning a hind's horn, Ayelet, the female deer's horn, being brought into a house in which snakes nest, and the interior of the house is fumigated with it, so that every snake quickly flees. Even so, when Esther came into the king's house, Haman, quickly fled. You find also that when a hind, a ayelet, the female deer, is thirsty, she digs a hole, puts her horns into it, and pants, ta'erog, and she pants. Thereupon, the deep causes waters to come up for her sake. For it is said, even here, in today's daily psalm, in Mizmor Mim Beit, Ke Ayelet Harog Al Efekei Mayim. Thus it is said right here, Ke Ayal Harog Al Efekei Mayim. As the heart panteth after the water brook. But the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, the rabbi said, the hind, the Ayelet is the most God-fearing. Chachi Yirei Elohim is the most Yirei Elohim, is the most Elohim reverencing of all animals. For her love, for her young, is very great. And so when the other animals are thirsty, all of them come to the Ayelet. All of them come to the female deer. All of them come to the hind. Knowing that her deeds are Yirei Elohim, or Elohim, respecting, reverencing. And that when she lifts her eyes to Shemayim, to the heavens, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will show mercy to them also. And what does the hind do? What does the ayilet, the female deer, do? She digs a hole, puts her horns into it, and pants, ta'erog, ta'erog, ta'erog. And the deep causes waters, mayim, waters to come up for her sake. For it is said, even right here, 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 ke ayal ta'erog al esrikei mayim, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. When David realized this, namely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the hind, hears the ayilet, hears the female deer, he arranged in her honor the psalm, even the psalm right here, 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 Mizmor Kaf Beit, the title superscription, Psalm 22, Laminat Seyach, Al Ayelet HaShahar, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al Ayelet HaShahar, upon the hind, Al Ayelet, upon the female deer, Al Ayelet HaShahar, of the Shahar, of the dawning, of the morning. Lamanatriyah, all Ayelet HaShahar. Hine, 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 hear, 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 Shema, Shema, Shemuli. In another comment, the verse is read, Ke Ayelet, Ke Ayelet, as the female, as the female deer, as the hind, Ke Ayelet Ha'erog, as the hind panted, Ayelet Tairog, even as behind Ayelet panted Tairog, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, blessed, praise be He. So did Esther say, I am as a hind, hasten to help me, hasten to help I. Even here, 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 in Mizmor, in Psalm 22, Hebraically the 20th verse, so did Esther, Astir, so did Esther say, I am as a hind, hasten to help me, hasten to help I. Ve'ata Yehovah ala tirchaka, ayaluti le'ezrati chusha. Fuller verse here, but thou, we'ata, and I, wata, Yahuwah, Jehovah, be not far off, al-tirchak, be not far off, wata, Yahuwah, al-tirchak, O thou, my strength, hasten to help me, O thou, my strength, hasten to help I. Ayaluti, 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 oh my strength, ayaluti, le'ezrati, for my help, husha, husha, hasten, be quick, 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 husha, husha, hurry, husha, ayaluti, le'ezrati, husha, wata yahua, al tirchaka, ayaluti, Le'ezrati chusha. And here, here, midrash, note right here, here, here. In the Yehudi version, O thou my strength, Eyaluti, 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 Eyal, Eyal, Eyaluti, may be rendered either as hind, as the ayalet, as ayalet, the female deer, or as strength coming from the ayil, ayil, chayil, eyaluti, eyaluti, chayaluti, eyaluti, eyaluti, le'ezrati, chusha, ama, nafshi, le'lohun, le'el, chayi, my soul. She thirsteth for Elohim, for the power. Le'el Chai, for the living El. Le'el Chai, Le'el Chai. Tama nafshi, Le'elohim, Le'el Chai. Here, today's psalm here, Hebraically, the Gimel. Hebrew, in the Hebrew, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, the third verse right here. Yisrael, Israel, is asked, for what dost thou thirst? Israel is asked, Yasharallah is asked, for what doest thou thirst? What is the I thirsty? She replies, I thirst neither for food nor for drink. I thirst to see thy face. As is said, my heart said to thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. My heart said to thee, to the eye, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hear. Psalm 27, Hebraically, verse 8. Psalm 27, in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, verse 8. Lika amar libi bakshu afanai et apaneka yahua evakesh, in thy behalf. Lika, lecha, lika, lecha, amar libi bakshu afanai, in thy behalf my heart hath said, my heart hath said, seek ye, seek y'all my face. Lika amar libi Bakshu Fanai, seek your Bakshu, seek your Fanai, seek your my face, my presence, my perception, seek your my face. Leka Amar Libi, Bakshu Fanai, Et Paneka, thy face, Et Paneka, Yahuwah, Et Paneka, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, Epakesh, Vakesh. If I ache, will I seek? Lecha amar libi, bakshu fana, et paneka yahua, if I ache. Hence, hear, it is said, my soul thirsteth for Elohim, le'el chai, for the living El, for the living God. Tam'ah nafshi. Le'elohim, le'el chai. My soul, nafshi, she thirsteth. My soul, she thirsteth. Tam'ah nafshi. Tam'ah nafshi. My soul, she thirsteth. Le'elohim, for Elohim. Le'elohim, le'elohim. For the source, for the power. Le'el Chai, Le'el Chai, for the living Chai, Chai El, for the living Almighty I, for the living power. Tama nafshi, Le'elohim, Le'el Chai. My tears have been my food. Haita li dim'ati lechem. My tears, dim'ati, has become for me my bread, my food. Here, today's psalm is Mormin Beit, Psalm 42, Hebraically here, the fourth verse. Haita li dim'ati lechem. My tears have been my food. From this one learns that trouble, tribulation, trials and trouble so fills up a man, so fills up a human being that he does not seek to eat. As Elkanah said to Hannah, as Elkanah said to Hannah, even in First Samuel chapter 1 verse 8, why weepest thou and why eatest thou not? Why weepest thou? Why does the eye weep and why doesn't the eye eat? Why does the eye weep? Why doesn't the eye eat? Why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? Vayomer lach el kana ishachana lama tivakhi
Wulama lo tokli Wulama yera'a levavek Hallo anokia toblak me etsara Bani and Elkanah and Elkanah her husband said to her Hannah why weepest thou and why eatest thou not and why is thy heart grieved am not I better to thee than 10 sons Wayomer la and he said to her Elkanah Isha and he said to her Elkanah Isha Hannah said to her Isha Hannah Lama why Tivki with Lama Lo Tochli why Hannah weepest thou and why eatest thou not Lama Tivki why weepest thou speaking to she Lama Tivki with Lama Lo Tochli and why eatest thou not Lama Tivki with Lama Lo Tochli of Cain therefore from this one learns hear from this verse it follows that weeping fills one up hence hear it is said my tears have become for me my food my bread haitali becoming for me haitali dimati my tears haitali dimati lechem becoming for me my tears bread haitali dimati lechem these things I remember and pour out my soul within me hear today's Psalm 42 Hebrew the fifth verse these things I remember and pour out my soul within me. I pour her out within I. Eile zikra with eshipacha alai nafshi. These things I remember. Eile these ezikra. I remember. Eile ezikra. These things I remember. With eshipacha alai nafshi. And pour out where Eshipakah, and pour out Allah upon I, on I, where Eshipakah, Allah, Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she. Eile Zikra, where Eshipakah, Allah, Nafshi. I recall what thou didst. This doest to our fathers, our patriarchs, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, because they said, these things be thy gods, O Yisrael, O Yasharal, in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 4, I recall what thou the I did to our fathers, our patriarchs, in the wilderness, Bamidbar, because they said, Eile Eloheika Yisrael, Eile Eloheika Yisrael, Eile these things, Eile these, Eloheika, Thy Elohim, Yisrael, Yasharala, these things be thy Elohim, thy gods, O Israel. Eile Eloheika Yisrael, and recalling what thou didst undid, Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she pours out within me, she pours out within I. Another comment, I recall what Moses said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 29, verse 39,
These things shall ye, shall y'all do to Yahweh, Yahweh, hey, in your set festivals, in your set feasts, in your set festivals. El Pa'isu La Yahweh Be Mo'edekem Be Mo'edekem. These things, Ele Pa'isu, 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 shall y'all do La Yahweh to he who be, we be Hakados, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Be Mo'edekem Be Mo'edekem Be more day camp in your set festivals. These y'all shall do to Yahweh in your set feast. In your more day camp. When I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God was standing. Hear, hear, hear. Today, Psalm 42, here he breaks the fifth verse, being brought out as, when I traversed, I trod the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. Ki e'ebor basaka, e'dadim ad beit Elohim, here being brought out in the Midrash, Midrash of the Sefer Tehillim, when I traversed the land in shade, when I trotted the land in shade, the sock, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of Elohim was standing. Ki e'ebor basak e'dadim adabeit Elohim. And here, Midrash note, generally this verse here is rendered as, how I passed on with the throng and led them to the house, to the Beit, Ad Beit Elohim. So this verse here, brought out as when I traversed the land in shade, when I trotted the land in shade, I struck them dumb for as long, Ad Beit Elohim, as long as the house of Elohim was standing. The sense here was standing. Ki e'ebor basak e'dadim ad beit Elohim. How I passed on with the throng and led them to the house, to the beit Elohim. How I passed on. Ki e'ebor. Ki e'ebor. How I Hebrewed, I crossed over, I passed on. Ki e'ebor. Ki e'ebor. Ki e'ebor basak, basak, e'dadim adbeit Elohim. What, mazeh, what is meant by the words in shade? Hear, what is meant by the words basak, basak, ki e'ebor basak, how I pass on basak. Some translators translate as the throng. Some translate it how I pass on with the throng. Hear, when I traverse the land in shade. So what is meant by the words basak, in sak, in shade? They mean that when I went up to the Mo'adim, the feasts, the festivals, the appointments to see Panekah, Faneka, the eye face. We traveled, trotted in litters that had shades, resembling a sukkah, a hut, a pavilion, a booth, a tabernacle. And we came, we and our children, I and I, in such a great throng that the nations, the Gentiles, the Goyim, were struck dumb in our presence, in I presence. So here, bringing out the sense of sak. Sak here, we have sak right here, like sukkah, right from the sukkah. So sak and shade, linking with the sukkah, in the ki e'ebor basak. When I traverse, I cross over. Ebor, ebor, ki ebor. When I cross over, right? When I cross over, basak, right? Basak. This means that when I and I went up and go up and make Aliyah up to the feast, the festivals, the Mo'adim, to see Paneka, to see the eye face, we trod in litters that resemble shades, right, resembling a sukkah, basak, sukkah, and we, I and I came, we, I and I children, I and I children, in such a great throng, that the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community were struck dumb in our presence. When I versed the land in shade, I struck them dumb as long as the house of Elohim was stand. Ki e'ebor basaka, etadim ad beit Elohim. When I trotted, I traversed, I crossed over, I Hebrewed. Ki e'ebor basak, traverse the land basak in shade. I struck them dumb, etadim, etadim. I struck them dumb for as long, odd, as the house of Elohim, odd beit Elohim. That is, as long as the Hekal, the Beit HaMikdash, the holy house, the Hekal, the temple was standing, the nation, the Goyim, the international community were struck dumb, speechless in my presence. But now I am struck dumb in their presence. Hence, hear, hear, hear the words right here, here, here. Edadim, Ad Beit Elohim. I struck them dumb. I made them speechless. I struck them dumb. Edadim, Ad Beit Elohim. For as long as the house, the Beit Elohim, was standing. With the voice of joy, with the voice, the vocal of joy and praise, b'kol rina v'toda, b'kol rina v'toda, b'kol rina v'toda, when I traversed the land, ki e'ebor, when I trotted the land, how did I traverse? How did I cross over? How did I Hebrew? Ki e'ebor. How did I trod the land, traverse it? With the voice of joy and praise. Bikol arena with Torah. Bikol, in the call, the voice. Bikol arena, arena, joy with and Torah, Tawada, and Torah, and praise and thanksgiving. When I traverse the land with song and cymbals and with shouts of joy, yeah, hence, hear, 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 hine, shema, shmuli, the phrase, with the voice of joy, bekol arena, bekol in the voice, arena, arena, in the voice of arena, in the voice of joy, bekol arena. In the phrase, a multitude, in the phrase, chogeg, chogeg, the word chogeg, in the phrase, chogeg, what is meant by chogeg, what is meant by chogeg, here we have the call, rina witoda, hamon chogeg. Hamon, a multitude, chogeg, chogeg, keeping a holy day, keeping a holiday, hamon, chogeg. So in the phrase, a multitude, chogeg, what is meant by chogeg? Now here, here, Midrash note, Midrash note is, this here is usually read and usually translated as a multitude, hamon, a multitude, hamon, a multitude, chogeg, 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 keeping the holiday, keeping the chag, keeping the feast, the festival, keeping the holy day, the eye of the day. But here the question brought on the Midrash is, what is meant by Chogeg? So here the Midrash brings out the link with the Greek Agagos, Agagos, Agagos in the Greek, which means an aqueduct. Thus, like the water of an aqueduct that has no definite limit, there was no limit to the multitude of children, of the children of Yisrael, the multitude of the children of Yasharala, as they came up, as they did Aliyah, made Aliyah up to the festival, to the Mo'adim, the Mo'adei Yahuwah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Hence, here it is said, Kan Ne'mar, a multitude overflowing. Here bringing up the sense of Chogeg, linking it even with the Agagos. A multitude, Hamon, Chogeg. A multitude overflowing. A multitude, Chogeg, 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 Chogeg.